in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape, surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors. They resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
So, yeah, I don't really have anything.
You don't have anything? I figured after such a long hiatus, you would have something.
Nah, not a thing.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah. It's been easier. It's been easier since I've been gone.
I was going to say, I actually like to take hiatuses just in life. Just to clarify, if we can roll back on that. Did you say you like to take and I don't want to repeat it just in case you didn't say it, because then I'll have said it. So I'm putting a lot on the line here because I really was speaking when you spoke. But did you say you like to take high anus?
Yes, that was it. Yes, yeah.
Magic, magic, magic.
What do you mean by that?
You know, I'm starting to regret that I said that, but...
Right, because now you have to explain it.
Well, because now I have to explain my fetish and the...
Yeah, I'm not going to let it drop either.
The wall-mounted anuses that I have around my house.
How high? Oh!
I have very high anuses, yes.
Right, so...
Are they high, or, like, can you reach them?
They're pretty high. I mean, I can reach the ceiling, because I'm so tall, but, you know.
That doesn't sound that high for the... Yeah, for the anuses.
What's that, Matthew?
How high? I mean, if you can reach the ceiling, then then wall-mounted
can't, should be, above
yeah,
the ceiling,
they can't
yeah.
be that high. Yeah.
Not everyone can reach the ceiling, though. You know?
I feel like if hyenas was my fetish, I would have it so they were always just out of reach. Just out of reach.
If I had the finances to do that, then that would probably be what I do. But
do you have a ladder?
I don't have a ladder.
If hyenas were my fetish, I would get high off my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, man.
Yeah. Weed.
Right.
Or other stuff. Yeah.
Or other stuff.
If we could keep on the hyenas for
just
a little bit.
You guys ever tried cocaine?
Oh, no. Cocaine is fine.
What's everyone's drug of choice?
Is chocolate milk a drug or...
Milk?
No, it shouldn't be, but...
I've made it
for
one.
For you it is.
Yeah, at this point, yeah. After a long day, I'd like a nice tall boy of
chocolate
milk.
I've been meaning to talk
to
you about that, too.
How tall? How tall? Because your definition of high earlier was left much to be desired. So I'm really interested to hear.
I think that's pretty
good.
You
know
what?
Right
okay, there. So that's like...
It's pretty fucking tall.
It's like 3 inches.
It's pretty fucking
tall.
Yeah,
about tall. Three inches.
Don't get much bigger than 3 inches these days.
I don't know.
Matthew, your favorite drug?
Favorite drug?
Sorry, did you say that you haven't been bigger than 3 inches these days?
No, Eric, please don't make such euphemisms on our fucking family program. I said you don't get many bigger cocks than 3 inches.
Yeah.
Not me.
Got it.
Jesus Christ. What did you ask what my favorite
is? Can I ask you two questions?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go. Can I ask you two questions now? What's your favorite drug, and then how big are you in your pants?
Okay.
How quickly we derail.
8 is the answer to the first question. 8-ball, I think, is a drug. Right?
Yeah, 8-ball. Yeah.
Which drug is that?
Couldn't tell you what it is.
Okay, well, that's...
I think it's speed, maybe?
Speed.
It's something. Maybe meth-ish.
Yep, no, that sounds like my favorite one. That sounds like all the good stuff that I like.
Oh, no, 8-ball of coke, I think, is speed in coke.
There you go.
Oh,
an 8-ball of coke.
Why you didn't know that, man? You didn't know that.
So I guess I have a variety of top picks then. Maybe a top 2.
Yeah, go ahead. So then the second question.
Second question, top 2.
No. The second question was how big are you?
Yeah, no.
In your pants, I said.
Yeah, no. I'm
he already answered that one.
Top 2. So I have 2 inches on top.
Top.
2 inches on top. 7 inches underneath.
How many on bottom?
7 inches on bottom, in me.
Jesus.
You know how turtles...
In you?
Yeah, you know how turtles, when they're going to fuck their little dick comes out? Oh, themselves. I don't even know if that's true.
No, I don't know how turtles do that.
I don't know why I use turtles as an example, because I don't know much about it. Turtle fucking? Do you?
Turtle fucking.
Do you?
You brought Eric, it up, so I assumed you knew a lot.
Eric.
I really thought you knew a lot.
Eric, I see the books you read in here.
I thought you were all about that turtle fucking.
Turtle fucking.
They're not most about
turducken?
That. Majority are.
Turtle fucking.
Huh?
Yeah, it rained less than I fucking thought it did. We can read a book. We don't have to harp on the fact that it didn't rain at all. Wasn't even fucking close.
And the joke didn't land either.
Yeah, no one even fucking acknowledged
it. It was pretty good.
Exactly.
I like fucking turtles.
The book is called, and I'm glad you brought it up.
What?
Unless we could just roll back on that. Sorry, if we just roll back on that.
I like fucking turtles. That's what I meant.
Yeah, right. Okay, said it again. Said it again, openly.
So, yeah. And your shame, what little shame you had about the confession dissipates by the second. I feel like if you said it again, there would be a gleam in your eye that I would never forget. One more time.
The turtles, man. They have me on lock. I just need them.
The book is called Who the Fuck Do You Think You Are?
Thank you. Devin, do you know about the show Who Do You Think You Are?
I am unaware.
Fuck.
Welcome back. So who the fuck do you think you are? I'm Katie Twist. On today's episode, former contestant on 6 indistinguishable Netflix dating shows, Felony Klein. It's season 27 and we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Felony, you've been on 6 separate dating shows in as many years. Any luck?
You mean, have I fucked? I don't really feel comfortable answering such personal questions on a public platform.
That's where you're drawing the line? Your entire dating life has been televised for 6 years.
Right, but I was only aware of that for the last 2. The first 4 years were hidden camera TV shows.
Really? You did talking heads in all of them. Spoke directly into the camera. Every episode. You never wondered who the producers were? The ones who kept asking you about your dating life?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just thought they were, like, people who wanted to know about my life.
No, you were on television. Are you aware you're on television tonight?
I was like 90% aware before, but I'm definitely glad you clarified.
Well, our team has been digging into your lineage around the clock, and the results are in. Felony, would you like to find out about your family tree?
Oh boy.
Is that a yes?
I can't wait to find out about my family tree.
Legally, you have to say yes.
Why yes?
Wonderful. So your parents were both teachers, right?
Yeah.
And their parents were all teachers as well, weren't they?
Sure.
Well, it might surprise you to learn that despite you following such a long line of teachers, your great-grandfather was actually a lecturer.
Oh. Pretty similar, then.
Not exactly the same, though.
But close. Lecturer at a college, teacher at a high school. Couldn't really get much closer.
He was a lecturer at a school, actually.
So even closer than I thought.
Yes, lecturer was just what they called teachers in that day.
Really?
Sure.
So he was a teacher?
By our standards, yes.
At a school?
Yes! Shocking?
No. What else did you find?
Well, your father struggled quite a bit with old alcohol, didn't he?
Yeah, kind of unnecessary to bring up, but yeah, it was ultimately his undoing.
Right, boo-hoo. But it might be a surprise to learn that your great-grandmother was a bit of a keen baker.
I guess.
Wow, stunned speechless, folks.
I'm not speechless, I said I guess.
Shh. Speechless.
Why did you bring up that my dad struggled with alcohol?
Pardon?
Seems like it wasn't at all relevant. You said my great-great-grandmother was a baker.
Well, not a professional baker. But our research shows that she was partial to a loaf.
And the thing about my dad being an alcoholic.
We're just trying to paint a picture here. I hope that it has been illuminating for you, Felony. And maybe in years to come, your celebrity ancestors will be learning just as much hot goss about you.
Wait, is that it?
We've really enjoyed having you on the show today.
That's all you found in my entire lineage?
Well, we had the teacher thing and the great-great-grandmother that ate bread at least once.
And that's it?
Pretty much.
How is that possible?
Not every celebrity can have an interesting lineage.
But you usually go back centuries. The most interesting thing you found out about my entire ancestry is that my great-great-grandmother liked bread?
Well, she ate bread. Wouldn't want to speculate on whether she liked the bread.
Who's in charge of research here?
A man pops up from behind Katie's chair.
Ah! Hi, I'm Noel Whittier, head of research.
Hey, man, we've talked about this before. Just do your own voice, because you're going to forget that one.
All right, let's keep going. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it rolling. Wouldn't want to forget the voice.
How long has this man been hiding behind your chair?
Gosh, well, we've been going on 27 years, and he joined, what, 27 years ago? So I guess he's been hiding behind my chair for, what's the math on that?
27 years, and I haven't had one complaint. Until now.
Yes, it seems Felony here was a tad underwhelmed with your findings.
And it's perfectly normal to feel that way.
Oh, well, I'm glad you agree.
Noel gets down on one knee and puts his hand on Felony's shoulder.
You see, it's like Katie said. Not every celebrity can have an interesting lineage.
What? No. You need to look again. There must be something worth uncovering in my entire family history.
Look, I've been doing this for 27 years. That's more years than I've been alive. If there was something to find, I'd have found it.
You have to look again, though.
Really? There's nothing I can do.
Then I'll look for myself. I'll do it right now.
Felony!
What?
Just one second. Because, Eric, I'm really glad you mentioned it before. I really do struggle with the voices, so I'm just going to play this real quick.
Got it, right.
Hi, everyone. This is Matthew from earlier in the day. I'm going to try and do the voice that I want to do for this character. I figured I'd introduce this because I will definitely forget the voice many times throughout the episode. So I definitely know I'm going to have to play this. So I figured I'd give it a little bit of an intro. How you doing? How you doing? You doing good? I didn't fucking ask. Listen here, Missy. Around these parts, we ain't take too kindly to walk to this and look what I'm failed.
That was pretty good at the end there. Alright,
Listen here, Missy. Around these parts, we ain't take too kindly to folks suggest and they look for themselves.
Noel does the looking. That's why they call him the looker.
I thought they called him the head of research.
People can be called more than one thing.
Noel gets to his feet.
Look, if it means that much to you, I guess I could have another look.
Thank you.
Noel, you really don't have to do that.
No, it's fine, Katie. Researching is my job, after all. That's why they call me the researcher.
Okay, well, you can't be called three things.
Hurt. I overstepped.
Noel takes a scroll out of his back pocket and begins to unravel it.
What's that?
Your lineage, fucking dumbass. What else would it be?
I figured you just got it on the internet. My bad.
Unfortunately, your ancestors in previous centuries didn't really use the internet much.
Oh, got it. No need for the sarcasm.
Yeah, they were largely Amish.
Oh.
Just rifling through here. But as I said, it's highly unlikely that something important could have slipped by me the first time. Oh. Huh.
What? Did you find something? Oh, you did, didn't you? I knew my lineage wasn't boring. What is it? Tell me. Tell me now.
No. Did you find something?
God, I can hardly wait. Out with it, Noel. Out with it.
Okay. It appears that you're a direct descendant of Judas.
Judas?
Yeah.
Judas Iscariot?
Uh-huh.
So you mean Andrew Harris, the lead singer of Judas Iscariot, the black metal band?
No.
How did you know the name of the lead singer of Judas Iscariot?
We're related. How is that the first thing the studio audience has reacted to?
Not every studio audience can be interested.
Oh man, you know this accent. This accent, just give me one second.
Hi again, everyone. Matthew here once more from earlier. I should stress.
Insane.
Again, I know I'm going to forget the accent when we record. I'm going to forget it multiple times. And it's good to just have multiple examples of the correct accent that I can just go to my phone, quickly play the clip, either of the clips.
Bang, bang, bang. Bish, bash, bosh.
And immediately get the right accent.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take care.
I can't believe this.
Oh, didn't even say the accent that one. All right, where were we?
What was the point of that one then?
Where were we? You're a direct descendant of the Judas.
Jesus' disciple.
Right. But that's not really what people remember about him.
Jesus' traitor. Wow. Felony, how does it feel to find out you're a direct descendant of the most infamous traitor in human history?
You say direct, but Judas was around in the first century. I could barely be more removed from that guy.
Don't get so defensive. Jesus! Oh, shit. Maybe I shouldn't say his name. Else you betray it.
Else I betray the word you said?
Wow. She can't even say it.
Jesus.
Keep my Lord's name out your fucking mouth.
Jesus. No, how many generations removed am I from Judas?
Somehow? Three?
Three?
Yeah, one thing about our ancestors is some of them lived for hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years? And that wasn't worth mentioning in the show about my lineage?
Age is just a number.
Don't say that. Don't say that. You know the connotations of that. Well, whatever. That's fine. That's fine. So the biggest traitor in history is my ancestor. So what? That doesn't make me a traitor.
I wouldn't be so sure.
What?
Noel?
Noel, who'd been anticipating this, nods his head solemnly.
You're fired.
Huh? You're firing him? After 27 years?
He combed through your entire lineage and missed the fact that you're a direct descendant of Judas Iscariot.
Oh, right. I guess it's fair.
But we never would have found out if not for you.
Wait, you're implying that I'm a traitor for pressing him to do more research? The only reason I asked him was because he clearly didn't do enough research the first time around.
And maybe I'd be more willing to accept that, Felony, if we didn't know where you came from.
Do you want to do that again? Because there was like a little bit of a...
Yeah, no, sorry. I just realized how it would sound out of context.
And maybe I'd be more willing to accept that, Felony, if we didn't know where you came from.
This is insane.
Boo! Boo!
Judas!
Boo. Judas!
Judas!
Can I real quick, I'm going to look up how you say Judas Iscariot, because I feel like we're saying it wrong. And I feel like I did say it first, so I just need to
You did, check. That's how I was going off of it.
Sorry, give me a second.
Just it's a different guy.
Check.
We are looking at how to pronounce this name, as well as how to say more interesting and often confusing biblical names too, and some of the most mispronounced ones, so make sure to stay tuned for those. How do you say it? Judas Iscariot. In British English, this is said as Iscariot. Now, in American English, it is generally pronounced as Iscariot. Iscariot.
Right. That's so just a tutorial for British versus American accents. Imagine you hit play and it was like, "Hi everyone, Matthew from LA here." You throw your phone. Demon.
All right. Enough fun. You're seriously conflating selling Jesus out for some silver with imploring someone to do their job?
Boo! Oh my boo!
Now, everybody. Maybe we are going a little too hard on her. For all we know, she could be possessed by the devil, as posited and the Gospel of Luke, and the Gospel of John.
What, you're a Bible expert now?
That's why they call me the Bibler.
That's the fourth thing you've said people call you. Katie, you're gonna allow that?
Dude just lost his job. Figure we can cut him some slack.
Cut me some slack.
Judas!
Boo hiss!
It's time for you to make like the original Judas and live happily ever after.
Is that what happened to Judas?
Close enough.
All right, fine. I'll go live happily ever after if it'll get you off my fucking back.
Felony gets up to leave the studio.
It appears that's my lane. Oh, and Felony? Could you do me a favor, honey?
She turns back to Noelle.
Don't have children.
Excuse me?
Now, don't get so defensive, sweetie. I'm merely suggesting that you don't pass on your traitorous genetics like Judas passed on his traitorous genetics, and Judas's children passed on their traitorous genetics, and so on and so forth until...
Noelle looks Felony up and down, like a fucking bitch.
You...
Cool.
So you're not gonna have kids?
Noel holds out his pinky.
You promise?
You understand that I'm not gonna promise you that I won't have kids, right?
But they'll be traitors!
That's not necessarily true.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is true. And that's objective fact.
Alright, you know what? I don't think what Judas did was that bad. Okay, let me rephrase that. Look, it was a shitty thing to do. I won't deny that. But selling out Jesus for 30 pieces of silver was just one decision out of a million decisions that he made in his entire life. And he deserves to be shunned for that? His entire bloodline, generation upon generation, deserved to be shunned for that one decision? People are tapestries. We all make mistakes.
Kata gets abruptly to her feet.
With regret, Felony is right.
Don't say with regret. Makes me feel like shit.
In 1978, I was driving to a party outside Tangier, and I hit a man with my car. I didn't check for a pulse, but I know from the way he was lying that he was dead. No one else was around, so I drove off. I never told anyone. Does that make me a Judas? Of course not. It was just a silly little thing that happened.
That really sounds like a police matter, Katie.
Oh, and you would know, wouldn't you, Judas? What gives you the right to judge me? You literally have traitor blood.
Oh.
Katie turns to the camera. I don't know why I did that. Felt right in the moment.
That's good.
And thus concludes another eventful episode of Who the Fuck Do You Think You Are? Good night, everyone. And thanks for watching.
The studio audience disperses. Katie takes out a cigarette and lights it.
I completely forgot we were taping an episode of a show.
And a damn good episode, too.
You think? I feel like it was teeming with vitriol.
All the best episodes are. You think we'd have maintained viewership for 27 seasons without a little bit of vitriol now and then?
No clears it. Oh, you know what? So near the fucking finish line. So near the fucking finish line, one more remainder.
Oh, hello. I am the man from your dream last night. Remember this voice? I knew you would. I went in here.
Sorry, I think that was my voice for the man that was in your dream last night. I don't know how that snuck in there. I'll try to remember it anyway. Noel clears his throat.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on the show, Felony.
Felony slowly walks off set.
Why did Noel clear his throat? What was the point of that?
Really good question. Actually, when I initially wrote this, it had like four different endings and they were all bad. And one of them was that they were just lying about her being related to Judas, so it would make for a good episode of a TV show. And that's why he cleared his throat, because it was implying that they were lying.
Got it.
But they weren't.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
So I just left the end. Felony walks off set, relatively dazed. Rifling through her... Also, the reason, just in case anyone else is wondering about maybe what one of the other endings would have been, because I really struggle with ending this fucking thing, And this fucking piece of shit. This piece of fucking garbage. The reason it specifies car keys is because she was gonna Katie was gonna leave the studio afterwards, and she was gonna see that her car had been like keyed, implying that Katie was a traitor. Again, that I will cut this because that's not what the story is. So I don't know why you asked.
No, you should cut it. You should keep it in.
You should keep it in. Ending number three. No, Felly slowly walks off set, relatively dazed. Rifling through her bag for her car keys, she takes her leave of Bad Two Worse Studios. You know, Bad Two Worse, like in Lost in Narration podcast. Eric?
No. Sucks.
She pulls up outside her house. Her 8-year-old, Todd, is playing on the lawn. He runs across the grass to her as she exits the car. Who wants to be Todd?
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Todd. Did you have a nice day with your best friend, Ross?
Todd nods, beaming.
I stole his bike and I threw it into traffic.
Felny leans down to ruffle Todd's hair.
That's my boy. So what's up?
No, good story. I believe it.
Thanks.
I would believe if you said that you were a descendant of Judas.
Who, me or?
You, specifically. You. Yeah. Not the character. Yeah.
Eric.
I'm like a bad guy.
Eric. Yeah, I'm a bad guy. I'm glad Devin brought it up because I actually, and I really don't know how to tell you this, but I actually wrote the script because you do indeed seem to have traces of lineage with Jesus Christ.
Okay, so all right, so the character of Felony was based off of me, but the other way.
Yeah, you know how sometimes when you're gonna write a movie and then you're struggling to write the movie, and then the movie becomes just what you're, you know, how you're struggling to write the movie.
Uh-huh.
So how you guys doing?
Well, it's just that, like, I wanted to ask about that, because if that's true, like, if it's the opposite way, then why did you keep in the part of my dad being an alcoholic?
Yeah, I, So, here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. So, I wrote this script a while ago. Didn't know who was going to be which character. An hour before recording, went through and was like, all right, I guess, you know, these two characters have more lines, so I'll give them to Devin and Eric. Sure. And then when you got to the lines, didn't notice your seat to yourself, sorry, hesitation. And, I figured maybe I'd made a bad choice there, but I think we came out of it stronger.
This is really funny. As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, I'm gonna be sad. I'm gonna hit it sad.
Life imitates art.
Matthew, do you mind? Can I take control here?
Of me?
Sorry, you know, yeah, take your drink first. Yeah,
yes, Daddy.
Yeah, go ahead. Forgot you still do that. Yeah, anyways.
I'm so lame.
Can't hear that in the mic. Bad. But yeah, actually, I wanted to bring back Beef of the Week because I had a really important thing I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Devin, do you know about Beef of the Week?
No. I am aware of Turkey of the Week, though, because I just had a lot of it.
Yeah. Right. Anyways, my Beef of the Week is with Devin. He is getting married next year, and he refuses to let me be in his wedding party, even though I am his best friend. I am his closest friend. Not in location, but I am his closest friend in emotions and dreams. And it's just really fucked up that he's not letting me share his big day with him. And also his fiance won't let me be a bridesmaid or the maid of honor. And I think that I should be everything to everyone, and no one else should be allowed to be that for anyone else.
One of my closest friends, you decided to DM me and say, hey, can you make me your him to you? Which doesn't make sense, right? First of all. But second of all, it's a little desperate. I don't know how I can, in good conscience, invite you, let alone let you be in the wedding party at this point.
it makes sense and it's normal to say. And it's not desperate. And you should let me in to your heart and to your wedding.
Listen, I think it's really, really nice and really encouraging that Devin is going to let you be the best man. But the fact that he won't let you be the maid of honor as well. Jesus Christ. What are we doing here? You're his best friend.
I'm his best friend. Right. I'm Brittany's best friend too.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that I'm better than everyone else. Does that make sense?
That's clear.
Everyone else is below me in emotion.
Did you just say that everyone else should blow you?
No.
Foul.
Matthew, that's disgusting.
Incredible.
Wow. Disgusting. Everyone that's in disgusting. The world. You know how many people are in the world, right? Like 100.
I would never try to get my D wet if I'm allowed to be crass.
That's all that you wanted to do. You wanted to be invited to my bachelor party so that you could get your D
ready
wet.
To get my D wet, yeah.
Quote unquote, yeah.
And?
You wanted that sloppy. Don't.
I did not say that. I didn't say that.
I will find the DMs.
I didn't say sloppy, probably.
You said you wanted to get that
sloppy.
D.
Sloppy. Sloppy top.
Which I guess is like a fast food chain.
Don't let him have that.
Slop D.
What's happening to you lately? Can we talk about that?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Sorry. Me?
You've been different in the past 3 weeks. I gotta be honest with you.
I've been different? Today was the first good day I've had in 2 years.
Vast different.
It shouldn't have been. No. Come on.
More D talk.
Let's get back on dick. Let's get back to dick.
And that's the ending. Let's get back on dick.
That's the ending, actually.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week. Find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.